Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
So the A's are in town, and she is going to be joining us, Pauly, on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Here she is, the wonderful and talented Jessica Kleinschmidt. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sad. Ben loves me.
He does.
And you guys are fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
He just goes above and beyond with me. So it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
Well, I mean, I get it. Ben is a big mansplainer. All right. And that's why we thought it would be better if he didn't. We actually call it Ben-splaining when he does it. And I wanted to ask you before we get into baseball.
Oh, God.
I'm nervous.
What the heck kind of intro?
I know. I'm nervous. Well, so I started the show this morning, and I can't remember. How did we get into it, Pauly?
I don't know. I'm still sweating from it.
It was rough. I wanted to know about mansplaining.
Woody almost canceled us in the first, like, four minutes of our show.
Jessica, I see it happening to you on Twitter all the time.
Right.
All the time. You cover baseball for a living, and you do it quite well, and yet you get just pummeled by dudes saying, oh, do you even watch the games? But I mean, it's like, it's embarrassing. And then I thought to myself, I may have mansplained to you in a text message. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I don't know if I remember that.
Okay. So you had tweeted
that. Probably because I blacked it out.
Probably. Yeah. It happened so much. Right. So you had tweeted, Jessica, that you were finally going to start The Sopranos. And it's my favorite show. I saw that tweet and I texted you immediately. I said, hey, if you need, I said, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me about, I did all the work. I did the legwork on kind of the lingo, the backstory.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure I didn't come off as like mansplaining. I offered my mansplaining services to you.
Oh my gosh, not even a little bit. I could just tell you were genuinely stoked for me.
Okay.
And I get it. Like, it's like when somebody starts Sons of Anarchy for me, I would have said the exact same thing. You never well actually'd me or anything like that. So we Gucci fam. We're fine.
Okay, good. All right. So that means
a huge relief.
That means I'm on the right track.
You're doing amazing.
Thank you so much. We are joined by Jessica Kleinschmidt, NBC Sports Bay Area, the A's. So I was saying again earlier, with the two kids now, I don't get to watch much baseball as I used to, and I'm just kind of did the cursory glance, and I'm like, oh, there we are, the A's, second place right now, five games out, having another winning season. Here we go again with the A's. This team coming to San Diego, it's Paddock, it's Caprellian. That's how you say that?
Caprellian.
Yeah, Caprellian. So he's a pretty interesting story. Dude has ridiculous, ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
What's his backstory?
He has a beautiful backstory. He lost his mom to cancer, and I've never seen somebody so focused, laser focused in my life. And he actually took a lot of, inspiration from the late Kobe Bryant. This guy's a SoCal guy. And what he'll do is he'll show up to a game before any of the fans are there, and he wants to embrace like the quiet. And, he had kind of a tough road to the bigs, going through surgeries and a lot of setbacks. And now, honestly, he's one of my rookie of the year candidates. And I don't say that lightly. His ERA is beautiful and he's been very consistent and he just is so focused and always looks at an exact spot. I think it's between the third baseline where his mom would sit and watch him throughout the entirety of his career. So, and you know, I lost my dad, and I have that understanding with him and everything like that. And the guy just, you know, the A's are a very laid back team, and especially the starting rotation. And then he comes in and he's super, super focused and very intense. And the guy has a 2.65 ERA right now, I believe. And he could just tell you, he's like, oh, it's not good enough. He wants to put up zeros like all the other pitchers, but he gets one walk and his entire night is kind of ruined. But I kind of like that. So I've never seen anybody as intense about his performance across all the years of covering baseball like I have him. But I really, really, really love his stuff. He's filthy.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And you talk about some injuries. I know the Yankees were really, really high on him for a long time. He got traded part of the Sonny Gray deal years ago, and he's kind of now finding himself as a 27-year-old, and it's pretty remarkable to see. Now, I'm pulling for him greatly. I'm not pulling for him tonight. Maybe he can go like five or six shutout innings, and the Padres can win it late. But you know, when you talk about the A's, you know, you cover this team on a daily basis. Do they have enough? You know, look, we're in the same boat, right? We got the Dodgers ahead of us. Right. We got the Giants ahead of us. Nobody could have predicted that. You look above you, it's the freaking Houston Astros again. They're doing what they always do. And do you guys have enough? I think you're a playoff team for sure, but is it going to be one and done again for the A's in the playoffs?
You know, that's a great question, and I want to give a fair assessment to it. I don't think the A's are going to be – they're definitely going to be a postseason team, but it's always, can they make it past that period? That's the case every single season. And, you know, at first, even last night, I was not supposed to be working, but the A's made a trade, and it was actually kind of an interesting addition to the bullpen. And I was kind of worried about what the A's were giving up until I kind of let it sink in after I got past the fact that Chapin's just a good dude. I really think he could be a good bullpen piece. And I thought the bats were going to be the situation. Every single team vying for a postseason right now wants something out of it, like their pitching period or a power bat. And I feel like once the A's bring in that power bat, which I'm pretty sure they're going to, that could be kind of a game changer. And I think the team has enough veteran presence, like to have the Mitch Morelands and, of course, the Jed Lowrys of the world who know how to handle a postseason. One of them in particular, they certainly know how to win World Series and everything like that. So I don't know. I think once they add that power bat, and then, you know, I think once Canna hits his stride again, never worried about a Matt Olson when, you know, Matt Chapman kind of becomes the guy he's supposed to be.
Yep.
Because I'm actually very impressed with their starting rotation right now. You know, we're finally peaking with Montas and Sean Manaea. You know, Chris Bassett had a little bit of a crappy outing against the Mariners, but I think we can kind of put that behind him. It's that bullpen that really, really worries me. And I think that had a lot to trying to find that closer role after Liam Hendricks left. You cannot replace the Liam Hendricks, but you know, Sergio Romo can't be the closer. That's not what he can do. He's just a beautiful setup man. And I think once Lou Trevino kind of, we give that role to him, we have a little bit more, we don't put as much pressure on Yusmeiro Petit. I think that could help. And of course, bringing Chapin on is going to be good, but I mean, I'm hoping it's not a one and out, because it just, something needs to happen. And it's just kind of a weird part of the season right now, but they're for sure going to make it to the postseason. It's just, it matters about how they do it. And if it's going to be a wild card situation, that's fine. But then having to face the Astros in the postseason, totally different from facing the Astros in the regular season. So we'll see. But I mean, at the end of the day, they're a gritty team. They work hard. And there's nothing that team can't do.
Talking to the great Jessica Kleinschmidt here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, it's such a great, they're such a great team. It's seemingly every single year, it seems like they're a piece away, like one piece away, whether it's a guy in the bullpen, which again, they added Chafin yesterday. Great, great pickup for them. He's having a magnificent season. Who are some of the guys you think they are targeting bat wise? I mean, I'm hearing Yankees in the mix for Joey Gallo along with the Padres. Would the A's consider bringing on somebody like Joey Gallo? But we all know they're not going to overpay typically.
Absolutely. And the reason why the A's for sure would love to bring on Joey Gallo is the guy is an A's killer. Absolutely. Like, it's kind of,
can't beat him, join him.
I'm literally like, why are you not walking this dude right now? And I don't, and it's kind of like, it's a joke at this point. Like, we know Gallo has the A's number. And I think the exposure to the Rangers right now would have been perfect, but I also don't think the Rangers are willing to part with him because they were actually in talks about an extension.
Oh my gosh.
As it should be. But Trevor Story, they were looking at him right after he was coming off the injured list, and of course he's one of the bigger guys right now that everybody's obsessed with, and he doesn't want to return to the Rockies from what I'm hearing. So that's definitely a tantalizing option. Not getting Nelson Cruz really, I think they missed out on a big one, but I think even Bob Melvin said like it would have been great to have Nelson Cruz on the team because the guy is just a thorn in the A's side. I don't know if I'm hearing anything really about Joey Gallo. I don't think that there's anything concrete when it comes to that. But it's certainly going to be kind of the chasing of the bats, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a guy who's just been solid for the last few seasons. I feel like it's going to be a guy who's been kind of surprising. If I could, in my like fantasy world, bring Semien back. It was kind of like a funny, cute little storyline at first, like the warm fuzzies. And then as time went on, like there's actually talks of him being on the trading block and the guy's literally having an all-star season, as he should. And I think I'm glad he didn't start with the A's because I feel like he wouldn't have gotten the beautiful exposure as he deserved, but the guy's having a fantastic season. I don't hear any rumors about him coming to the A's, so I don't want to put that out in the universe, but, and everything like that. So I do think there are some big names that, in the bullpen that could be being shopped by an NL West team. So I think once that is done, perhaps the A's can strike a little bit more, but I do think that they're going to wait to the like midnight hour before the deadline because that's what the A's love to do, but they will be bringing on a power bat. I don't know if it's a DH situation, some guy that maybe not being able to contribute defensively because Moreland does come through clutch, but I think that it could be like a role where they can platoon a guy in the DH position. I have no idea who that possibly could be, especially with everybody looking at Trevor Story. I don't know. Trevor Story was a good option until like everybody was obsessed with him. And now it's like, okay, well, that's not the type of person that the A's really go after.
He also wore like 97 to the wrist last night from Shohei Ohtani. So it's got to be so nerve wracking when when you're a Rockies fan, you're like, all right, we got to move this guy. Got to move him.
Yeah.
Got to get some great pieces back. And, oh, he just wore 97. He stayed in the game, and hopefully he's okay. I know more now about the A's, Paulie, than I ever imagined I would, and that is thanks to the great Jessica Kleinschmidt, who covers the team for NBC Sports. Last question. You know, I know you talk to the guys every day. Are they talking about what's going on in City Hall, or do they not care? They're just worried about playing the games on the field. Are they worried about, hey, we may be in Portland or Vegas or Nashville in 2 years.
We were talking about it the other day. We're obviously sympathetic to any team relocation here in San Diego. And we were talking about, the Raiders move to Vegas, the Warriors move across the Bay, and now everything going on with Oakland. But I don't know. What is the latest?
So I think it's unfair to say that they don't care. I do feel that they truly just want to play. And being on the A's, you don't really deal with guys that are there for the long term. That's just
truth.
Let's call it spade a spade.
Yeah.
But the latest on that, there's not enough that was done for them to even really get a reaction. So I was actually at the field when they made the decision or the announcement of the decision, and I want people to know the yes vote wasn't to just build the new stadium. That wasn't what the yes vote was. It was about a term sheet. We don't have time to go into detail about it. But basically,
it's
it gives
way PTSD for all the San Diego fans talking about term sheets.
Exactly.
Yes, it's fine.
Yeah, y'all know what a term sheet is. So it's basically the A's can negotiate, and it was kind of a hot mess of a term sheet, if you will. So there wasn't enough there where I felt like it was comfortable to ask any of the players. Melvin has been, of course, been asked about it throughout the entirety of his career, really. And we did talk to, Olsen and Chris Bassett after the league kind of backed the A's to say, oh, you can start looking for another place to literally live, if you will. And that was more of a conversation back then. But it wasn't enough of a move from the city council for, I feel, even them to comment on. And if anything were to happen, they have until 2024 to really make a decision of all of that. So they certainly care. I mean, a lot of these guys were drafted by the teams, and you think about Matt Olson and Matt Chapman, who are the pillars of that team, and they came up together. So they know that that's where they want to be, yeah. you know, and especially Matt Olson, who isn't really one with that wants a lot of attention. I feel like Oakland's perfect for him in that regard. So I know that it's in the very, very backs of their minds, but at the end of the day, they're guys. And they want to win. They don't care if the team's in Oakland or Poughkeepsie. They just want to win. And that's all they are genuinely concentrating on right now. Well, there's just not enough to even go down that road to be like, hey, like, what are your thoughts on the term sheet? Because, like, why? Like,
right.
Why does it matter?
It's years. You know? It so could potentially be years away.
For sure.
And, yeah, I mean, look, it's a distraction that probably, and I just, it's a bummer. Anytime a city goes through it, we've been there. Well, thank you so much. It's so good catching up with you. I hope you enjoy Sopranos. If you have any questions, you can ask for my explanation. I will not offer unsolicited explanation.
No, I look forward to it. I really look forward to it. I mean, it's starting off a little slow, and it's like a really cool background story that I'm genuinely interested in. So I'm stoked.
I'm so jealous. Well, thank you for catching up with us. We will talk to you very soon. Take care of yourself. The great Jessica Kleinschmidt, NBC Sports. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Jessica. She hang up on us early?
I put her on hold.
Oh, that's fine. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.